things. That's mine. Good morning, sir. Can you hear us clearly?
Yes, I hear you clearly.
The next voice you're going to hear is of our panel lead, Mr. Michael Johnson. Thank you, sir.
Good morning, sir. How are you this morning?
I'm good.
Good, sir. Could you please state your full name, your ADC number for us for the record?
My name is Corey D. Harvey, 204780.
All right, Mr. Harvey, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that are going to be conducting your hearing today, sir. To my far right is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. In the middle, you have the Honorable Luis Quinones, who's our acting board chair today. And to my immediate right is the Honorable David Neal. And, sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'll be acting as your panel lead today. Also with us today, sir, representing the Department of Correction, as well as your parole officers, Mr. Turner, sir.
All right.
Sir, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir, on that form it notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself today.
All right. Sir, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Okay. Sir, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether the terms and conditions of the community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out at phase one, sir. You have two allegations listed on your warrant. I'm going to read those allegations to you. When I read the allegations to you, I need you to state whether the allegations are either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, I understand.
All right, sir. The first allegation on your warrant, Mr. Harvey, says that you are violating Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 14G as demonstrated by your failure to return to the Penal Reentry Center by your curfew imposed by your supervising officer on or about June 2nd, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true, sir.
Okay, thank you. Sir, the next allegation on the warrant states that you violated Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 12A as demonstrated by your discharge from Penal Reentry Center due to your failure to follow the rules and being in residence every night and refer curfew on or about June 2nd, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, based on that, Mr. Harvey, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of the supervision, that he may have lapsed or about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed. All right, motion by myself, second by Mrs. Rittenhouse. Agreed, Mr. Quinones. Agreed, Mr. Neal. Okay, Mr. Harvey, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing, sir. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start off phase two and get some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner. Then I'm going to go over some information with you. Then we're going to get any additional information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
All right.
All right, Mr. Turner.
Mr. Harvey was released from ADC custody on 4/19/2018 and arrested on 6/3/2018 by ADC. No new charges. He was returned back to custody on 6/3/2018 with a CSED of 219-2019, zero scone days. Current conviction, 2012 aggravated DUI, 5 years, 9 months. Prior convictions, 2005 commitment A, count one, aggravated assault, 1 year. 2005 commitment B, count three, sex offender registration violation, 2 years. 2008, commitment C, count 1, aggravated assault, 1 year. 2009, commitment D, count 1, failure to register as a sex offender, 2 years, 3 months. 2009, commitment E, count 1, resisting arrest, 1 year. 2012, commitment F, count 1, aggravated domestic violence, 6 years. This is his fourth term at ADC with a CUIR score of 4.4. Mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 2. As to the information, he is a member of the Threat Bias Lords Criminal Street Gang. Prior terms of supervision, 2007 TIS release completed 3 months. 2009 TIS release completed 1 month. Disciplinary is moderate with drugs noted. Other arrests, 2000 sexual assault in Illinois, felony conviction, state prison. 2009 resisting arrest, Arizona felony conviction, probation. Has a GB score of G7B8. He is a level 3 sex offender that is registrable and notifiable.
Okay, Mr. Harvey, I see that when you were released on April 19th, you were referred to the Pima Reentry Center, 1275 West Star Pass Road. You were enrolled in a motivational enhancement program. Looks like you completed that program on May 18th of 2018, and you was moved to another programming. What happened when you changed programs? How come you didn't complete the program? What happened?
Well, actually, I started working. I completed the program. I was working, so I wouldn't let me a job, do everything I was supposed to be doing, because I've always completed the program successfully, even though he was reading, I'm not listening to him. I've made a big change, and I was working. I got a job immediately. And it just this one time it happened. Like I was getting curfew tomorrow, I was working the later the my curfew was coming up and I missed, you know, that's why I was late. It's not that I didn't complete the program or wanted to complete the program. I needed parole. I want parole. It was actually helping me transition back into society.
Okay.
And that was, you know, I still caught up on the country without panic. There's no drugs involved in my U.S. Everything, even when I came into the system, I was clean.
Okay, so it looks like on May 21st of 2018, is that where you were working at, Family Auto Body and Refinishing?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And what was your work hours, sir?
I got up at 5, sometimes 5:30. You know, everything that I actually was doing, I was doing.
So what time was your curfew that you wasn't making back by curfew?
8 o'clock. My curfew was 8 o'clock, but I was catching my 3 buses. I worked in a car, maybe it's a 30-minute trip, or maybe close to 45-minute trip away from where I was, but on the bus, it's a 3-bus trip. And, you know, buses run to one stop, they run every 15, 20 minutes, the next one they run every 30, 45 minutes. So I was on a 2-bus journey every day, to and fro.
Okay, so I see that you had one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10. You had about 10 UAs, and all of those came back negative, huh?
Yes, sir. And when I hit green card, they UA me again, and negative results. So, you know, that's not the problem here. It's just timing, bad timing.
Okay, so it says that when you were arrested on June 3rd, you were near West 38th Street and South 11th Avenue. Where is that at?
Yeah. Closer to, I was getting my way, I stopped walking. And it's closer towards the PRC. Now I was trying to get back, because I don't know what you signed as well, like I thought I would. So I was waiting on the ride, a friend, I got tired. You know, I was walking, and somebody was going to come pick me up. But just in that time, that's when they came. You know, and they came and picked me up, and I was happy to go, you know, with them. I didn't resist anything.
Okay, well, you had an 8 o'clock curfew, so what time would you usually return them back?
Well, close to it, every day was like close to the time, every day. You know, I was in the day when I was running to get done.
Mm-hmm.
And it caught up with me.
Somebody
should say.
Well, how come you just didn't leave work early, sir?
I couldn't leave work early. I mean, I really was having a situation with the classes. They had me taking classes. And my boss, I had to leave him to take the SWTP classes, which I never had to take before. But they told me, you know what, Daddy, they take it or go back to prison. So I said, okay, I'm going to take it. I'm going to follow the rule. And I took the classes. And I worked on Tuesdays at like 2-3 o'clock, and my manager called and talked to my parole officer about that situation, because he said, well, he's running the business, and he can't, you guys want us to hire felons, and then you want to take them to go to this class, that class, and that, you know, that was his point of view on it, and she understood it. She tried to get me out of classes, but the supervisor, Victor, wouldn't let me. He said, no, he must take these classes. So therefore, I went out of my way to get off early, saying, no, well, I'm going to let you off these 2 days, so these days you need to get off early. I have 48 classes to take. He said, I'm going to grant you that. But he said, you're going to end up losing your job. I said, well, I hope I don't lose my job behind this, because they want me to take these classes after. And the idea is I took the classes, and yes, that's why I couldn't get off early. Like, you know, that was part of that situation. Because the business that he runs, he does contracts with Pima County Sheriff's Office. You know, I deal with a few sheriff's cars and stuff like that. He has a big business. So getting off the road for him is like a bad idea. So that's all I can say for that on that behalf.
All right, sir. I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for you, sir. Seeing no additional questions coming from the board. Mr. Harvey, the board is coming up on the conclusion of your hearing, sir. And as the board is coming down on the conclusion, is there anything else you'd like to say to the board before we go into discussion?
I believe in chances, you know. I think I deserve one, you know. And except my life, I have thrown myself on the mercy of you guys. That's all I can say.
Okay. So the board's going to go into discussion. A lot of boards in discussion, sir. I'm going to ask you to remain on the phone, Mr. Harvey, have it to remain silent while the board's in discussion, okay? At this time, while we're in discussion, we will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you under community supervision. Okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, the board's now going into discussion. I think Mr. Harvey's been honest, at least his explanation of why he was late and what he was doing seems to be reasonable. He was attending the classes. If he had to attend the classes, he 2007 he was on a release. He was out for 7 months and he completed that. In 2009 he was out for 1 month and he completed that. He had a total of 10 UAs and each of his UAs came back negative that he actually had. And I don't really see anything in here that refutes his word that the times that he was late was around 8 o'clock, that he was coming in late around 8 o'clock because he had to catch three buses, he said, in order to go to work. He says he couldn't leave work early because His boss was already upset that he was leaving work early on a couple of days to go take the classes, and says his PO tried to get him out of those classes, but the supervisor said that he had to attend those classes. I think that Mr. Harvey's being honest with us, and because he had all negative UAs, he had approximately 10 of those, and the fact that he was on community supervision in 07 and 09, and he completed it both those times, I'm willing to give Mr. Harvey another chance and opportunity, as long as he fully understands that he has to continue to abide by all rules and regulations that his parole officer puts on. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. Okay. Therefore, I am going to make a motion to continue Mr. Harvey on community supervision with the same conditions going to mark up the same conditions, unless anyone on the board feels like there should be some amended conditions. We'll continue with the same conditions that he actually on. That will be my motion.
Second.
Agreed. Okay, motion by myself, seconding Mr. Neal. Agreed, Mr. Quinones.
Agreed.
Agreed, Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Harvey?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so the board has voted to continue you on your community supervision with the same conditions that you have. So let me just tell you something that I'm running, you know. While you're on community supervision, sir, you do have to follow all rules and regulations that they have. That means that you have to leave work early, or you have to do something, you have to complete and attend all those programs. As you can see from this incident that you had here, that if you don't do that, that you're going to be violated and sent back to prison. Do you understand that, sir?
Yes, sir.
Do you think that you can abide by all the rules and regulations that's been set forth for you by the Department of Corrections if we return to your community supervision?
Yes, sir. No problem. You know, I'm not sure. You know, as he did my record, the things that I've been through, where I've been and where I'm going, is two different places. You know, I'm tired.
All right. Well, sir,
following the rules is part of my rehabilitation.
Well, sir, the board has voted to continue on your community supervision, sir, as a result of you're going to have to do it. Let me just say something. I'm going to go back, board. I do want to. System. And another reason I'm going to say that, because, you know, he was late. I do believe what he was saying was his reason for being late, but he does have the sexual assault in 2007. In 05, he had the sexual offense, I think, was for failure to register.
He was on GPS when he was out.
I thought I read that he was on the GPS because they put him on the GPS after he was late. I'm not sure if he was on the GPS the whole time. He was on it the whole time? So is that part of his... Mr. Let me just check something, okay, sir? Is the monitor system was part of his regular release, sir?
I'm not sure. It could be because of the sex offender registration, but I'm not positive.
All right, I'm just going to mark on here that the recommended GPS monitoring for 90 days removal at the discretion of the parole officer. Okay, so I'm going to add an additional amended condition to your release, sir, and that amended one is going to be that you'll be on the monitoring system for 90 days, and that the removal will be at the discretion of your parole officer, okay? And if you were honored already, then it's gonna be the same thing that you were, but I can't verify whether you were or you weren't honored. Okay?
Right.
Okay, so you can live with that?
I can live with it.
All right, thank you, sir. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time. Mr. Harvey, I do want to thank you for participating in your hearing at this time, okay?
Thank you, too, man. God bless you all.